Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
I am aware that the next 30 seconds is a complete and total waste of time because you're not going to do anything except wait till the last day anyway. But Bert's Big Adventure applications, we are taking them right now. This is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. We got everything lined up. Wow, it's going to be an amazing schedule. We got the hotel. We got everything. We just need families, and we need those applications. The deadline for those applications is September 8th. Every year I tell you guys early, and then you wait till the 7th.
Yep.
Okay? So I'm doing it again, right? This September 8th is the deadline for Burt's Big Adventure applications, but they are a little bit lengthy. So if this is your family we're talking about, or you know a family you think might qualify, have them go on over to burtsbigadventure.org. All right, text and tutor. Let's wrap this thing up.
All right. So Lauren hit us up last week. She's like, I need to text my girlfriend because she thinks she's getting proposed to this weekend and she is not. Because she told me, I need you to help out my boyfriend and help him plan a good proposal. She's been expecting this for a while. Yes, he had asked the parents for her hand. So she knew it was coming. But Lauren had been trying to reach out to the boyfriend, and the boyfriend was MIA. He was not responding to any of her text messages. And she's like, this dude is not, for whatever reason, my friend believes he's proposing this weekend. The guy's not proposing this weekend. Right. He has not responded to me. So we tried texting her friend, and she was like, yeah, no, he's doing it. You just don't know what you're talking about. He's really busy with stuff. And then, yeah, sure enough, we got an update from Lauren, and the boyfriend finally did hit her up 48 hours prior to the proposal, like, yes, I do need your help. He had some random bogus reason why he hadn't told her. But so, yeah, in 48 hours, she was supposed to turn around this dream proposal for her best friend. So I was perturbed. I was probably overly perturbed, but I was perturbed because, you know, as a planner and my attention to detail, I'm like, you're not really helping the cause here by only giving her 48 hours to make this perfect and beautiful. So now we have to find out, did the proposal go off without a hitch, and was it the proposal of her dreams?
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Lauren sounds like she's been through a war.
I know. I'm trying to sense like what happened here just based on your voice. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most glorious engagement you have ever seen in your life, proposal you have ever seen in your life, and 1 being, oh, my God, what a train wreck. Where are we?
Probably a 1.5.
Oh, no!
Okay, now you got my attention. All right, what happened?
Oh, my God. Like, because he waited till last minute, like, half of our friends and family couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Which is a given. And I wasn't able to find a professional photographer because it was last minute. So I did my best snapping, you know, the pictures that I could. We had another friend on video duty that didn't hit record.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And when we checked back later, she had, like, captured the quote-unquote perfect video of, like, the floor of the restaurant. It was just, you know. Oh, and also, turns out the private rooftop wasn't really private. we had like a small section, but there were other randos at the bar and like seated at other tables who were super invested in what we were doing. God, and even like this old drunk guy yelled, "Don't do it," after he proposed.
Oh, no, that guy.
It was like the icing on the cake.
Honestly, maybe he knew what was going on with the proposal. He's like, "I can sense something is amiss. Don't do it."
Yeah.
This guy didn't prepare.
Might have been her dad.
That wasn't even like the worst. Like, to top it all off, as soon as he started his speech, a car alarm blared from the street below and like didn't stop until after she said yes.
It was just a comedy of errors, it sounds like. But I'm sure for her, there was nothing funny about it. How did she, like, okay, so he proposes, but could you gauge, was she a happy bride-to-be or was she upset with how everything went down?
I mean, of course she said yes, but afterwards she basically admitted that she was really sad that so many people weren't there and, you know, really devastated that there wasn't, like, a real video or professional photos. She's even like talking about staging a do-over engagement shoot just so she has at least one picture.
Is that a thing now?
I don't think so.
It sounds very 2025.
Well, I've never heard of anybody doing it. I could imagine if this is something you've really looked forward to, like if you've thought about your proposal every day since you were 13 years old or whatever, and this is what you got. Honestly, if I'm not invested in it, I'm doing it again.
Really?
And I'm planning it this time.
It would seem so disingenuous, though, when you're sharing pictures. It would just feel like a lie.
Yeah, I'm all about having, like, doing engagement photos and have an engagement photo session, like, with the ring and stuff like that. My husband and I did that. But as far as, like, recreating, like, him actually getting back down on bended knee and pretending to propose again and her pretending to be surprised, yeah, that just kind of loses all authenticity for me.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. This is upsetting for me because I feel like it's totally not considering the bride, like as her fiance. If you know this is something that's important to her and you've just kind of like wung it at the end, for me, that honestly would speak more about my fiance than this small little situation. And I think that's why I would want to redo it, but it would make me reconsider the relationship because I'm like, how well do you actually know me? And I'm about to hitch my wagon to you for the next 50 years.
Yeah, and he waits till the very last minute. It's very super, it's offensive.
Well, it's like, there's some things you can pull off last minute. A high-level proposal is not one of them.
Okay. I don't think any of us are entirely surprised it went this way.
No. I would have been shocked if it would have been the perfect proposal. This tracks.
So what has the fallout been since?
I mean, she's still sad. He realizes he screwed up because this was totally avoidable. But it's kind of just like, yeah, this happened. And here we are.
I mean, we really only, the dudes have two jobs here. Get the ring, make sure it's cool, right? Mm-hmm. Do the proposal right? And then stand back out of the way. And then she takes pretty much control of the rest of your lives.
Exactly. I mean,
from the wedding on, all right? You just got two things to do.
Instead of Jesus taking the wheel, it's Lauren or whoever your friend is.
All right, Lauren, thank you for the update. I'm sad for your friend. I hope it works out.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate everything.
All right, see you now. Hey, good. You knew that was coming.
Called it.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right, Jackson. So is this all hype that you literally got caught with your pants down
at the convention last week? This is not all hype. Well, this is a real thing.
Look at Cassie perking up right now. She can't wait for this.
She's got so excited.
Because she was there also.
Yeah, so Cassie and I went to a podcasting convention last week. I worked for Burt's Podcasting Network, Pioneer. And so I finally got the call up to attend this really, really cool event that they host every year. And this time it was in Dallas, Texas. And we stayed at this really awesome hotel called the Gaylord Texan Resort. And I don't know if you guys have ever stayed at a Gaylord before, but apparently it's a huge franchise. They are monumentally gigantic places.
Is there not one in Nashville? Is that the one? Yeah, you and I were there. Mm-hmm. That's where we got turned down by the cab. Remember?
We did. He was like, I don't drive there.
Yeah.
We're like, we have to go do a morning show. Like, we're waiting to go, like, to take us to the studio. He's like, yeah, no, I don't go there. Yeah.
I've stayed at the Nashville one, too. This is where we went every year for fraternity sorority road trip when we went up to Nashville. Nice. And so it's literally just like Greek Row inside of the Gaylord. And if you've never been, it's basically just like a big domed city.
Yeah.
Like, they have a little village, like a little main street, and they have little shops and restaurants, and there's like a water fountain. But it's all just protected by this big glass dome.
Yeah, it feels like you're in like a city. Like my room was an 8-minute walk to the lobby.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was crazy. And it doubles as a convention center as well. So that's where all these panels were taking place. And it was a really cool experience. Learned a whole lot. But
so you probably, guys probably never even stepped foot off the property.
We didn't really have to until after the day was over. And we would have like dinners where we were meeting up with people and things like that. But also, they would have these sponsored after parties every single night that this convention runs. And so the first night, iHeart hosted one at this pickleball place. And then the second night that we were there on Wednesday, it was hosted by Patreon. And we took an Uber off site to this really cool, like, speakeasy type bar where they had like a dueling piano set up, full open bar. It was a really, really, really awesome party that they threw. And I'll tell you, the drinks were flowing, okay? and we were getting after it. We were dancing and singing, and we had a great time. And afterwards, we head back to the hotel, and Cassie and I have a fairly early flight the next morning, so it's like time to go to bed, right? I wake up a few hours into a comatose-esque slumber, and I don't know if you guys, this happens to you guys, but after a big night of drinking, I woke up with like DEFCON 1 biblical level dry mouth, where I like SpongeBob needing, like, I was like, and like, I needed water desperately. Okay. And I'm at this point where I don't like drinking like hotel tap water. It just like really grosses me out. So I was like, all right, let me just pop on over to the vending machine that's right across the hall from me.
No. We are soft Americans.
Yes, we
ew,
are.
Ew, ew, water out of the sink.
Yeah. I will admit that this is all totally on me. And I'm so desperate for water that I'm not even thinking straight. I literally just kind of stumble out of bed, grab my wallet and my phone, and I walk out the door, and I'm attempting to prop it open. And instead of using that little latch to prop it open, I just decide to try and just kind of gently close it so it just sort of stays. Dude. And it's a heavy door.
Oh, yeah.
And all I hear is the door shutting.
And what are you wearing at this point?
I am totally in my underwear.
In the middle of this hall now.
In the middle of this hallway.
We talking like whitey tidies, briefs?
No, I'm wearing briefs, but I'm not wearing a shirt, and I am only wearing underwear, because I, in my head, I'm like, it's right across the hall from me. I'll be in and out really quickly. It's like 1:30 in the morning. I'll be totally fine, right?
And you're also hungover, right? And yeah.
He's still drunk.
Yeah, and you're not thinking clearly. It all makes sense.
And I'm desperate for this water, so I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to deal with this in a second. So I go to the vending machine, get the waters, and I'm like, what do I do? I don't want to walk down the 8-minute walk to the lobby.
Because those hotels, like you said, are just massive.
Are so huge.
You're gonna be walking in your underwear for a while.
Exactly. No shoes on either, just like nothing. I would look like the most crazy person ever. So what do? I decide to call the front desk, and I tell
from
them
like
all,
the phone in the hall?
From no, because I had my phone.
Okay. So why would you take... Wait a second. So why would you leave your room and take your cell phone but not take the room key?
Because I had my phone. I knew that the vending machine had Apple Pay on it. So I was like, this is all I need. And I just thought that I would prop the door. It was literally right across the hallway.
Okay.
So I call the front desk, tell them the situation. They're being very apologetic. And they're like, all right, we'll send someone to your room to come and let you in. So me looking like a crazy, an actual crazy person, I'm standing outside of my room holding 3 water bottles and a Gatorade, and I'm waiting for this person to come. Lo and behold, 8 people are making their way back from the bars that night. 2 of which I had met earlier in the night. And they walk by, and I'm like, I look at them, and I'm like, I know this looks crazy, but I locked myself out. Please just keep walking. And they were just dying laughing as they walked by me. And fortunately, a couple minutes later, someone from the lobby came. They let me in. I had to go in my room and show them my ID to like prove everything was good. And then I fell back asleep, horrifically embarrassed.
The panic, that adrenaline rush, that panic that comes over you when you realize the reality of the situation must have been stark.
Sobered me up real quick.
You're on The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I got to share this with you guys from over the weekend, man. This was really, really pretty cool. So I told you guys earlier this morning that I was inducted into the Friends of Georgia Radio Hall of Fame over the weekend. And I was really, really proud that Blake is the one that gave the introduction to me on stage. If you're new around here, Blake was an intern and then worked his way up into a producer. And then he was smart and got out of radio and went into TV. And he was an anchor in Columbus, worked his way up quickly to the Nashville. Now he's doing the evening newscast in Milwaukee. That's prime time. I'm so proud of this kid. I really, really am. And with an organization like this, Friends of Georgia Radio, it really is about fostering young people to get them into the industry, even though we're really a little bit insecure on what this industry is going to look like over the course of the next couple of years. But whatever it's going to be, continue to recruit young people to be creative and deliver content correctly. So it just worked out perfectly that Blake and I have always been very, very tight personally also. So I'm like, hey, dude, you want to come down here and you want to introduce me? And he did. And he did such a great job. I wanted to share some of what he said. I'm uncomfortable playing it because he says a lot of really nice things about me, and that makes me uncomfortable, to be honest with you. But he's so professional now, and to see him like evolve into what he was here, just an intern, a goofy, we used to call him, bless your heart, Blake.
Oh, he was Blake. And then we had basic Blake because we did that promotion where we dressed him up in like Uggs and a hat and a scarf and sent him to a Starbucks asking people to like approach him to get like, you know, money or something.
And now he's a news anchor in Milwaukee. So he's on stage and he's handling himself with such professionalism and really says a lot of beautiful things. I think I was actually more proud of him on Saturday night than I was of myself, honestly.
But deep down, I will always be Intern Blake, a title I am proud to hold on to because of who I worked for. In between the on-air segments, I got to know a deeply caring, compassionate, and extremely giving guy named Bert. And if you ever wondered if the guy you listen to on the radio is the same guy when the red light goes off, I would tell you no, he's actually even better. Allow me to explain. When the red light goes off, through his nonprofit, Bert's Big Adventure, Bert has sent 278 kids with chronic and terminal illnesses, along with their entire family, to an all-expenses-paid five-day adventure to Walt Disney World. Why? Because he believes we all belong and we all deserve to feel joy. When the red light turns off, Bert packs his bag in 2022 to travel to Ukraine after hearing the heartbreaking stories of war when Russia first invaded. Why? Because Bert's heart breaks for any injustice, here or abroad. And one final one that's a little bit more personal. When the red light goes off and you lose all of your jobs because of a global pandemic that no one has ever experienced before, and you're not sure where your next dollar is going to come from, Bert pulls you aside and lets you know he's going to pay your rent, no questions asked. Why? Because when Bert's in your corner, he's there through the good and the bad. That, my friends, is the radio host that you've supported over the past 25 years right here broadcasting out of Atlanta, Georgia.
So that was pretty cool.
So well. Like, he did such a great job.
Yeah. And again, I'm very uncomfortable listening to accolades about myself. The point here is that he really did such a beautiful job. And it was just the perfect transition. And then I go up on stage and I get the award and they misspelled my name. On the award. No lie. So thank you to Blake. It was just a really great weekend. And then I just got him hammered after that. All right, Mikey. Ooh. So you have been presented a very interesting proposition.
I have. I've been proponed.
You've been proponed? Is that a word?
I created it. So I was on the Qtopia boat party with Mommy Chula the other day, and she brought this to my attention, that she wants to get me up on the Ariel Silks. And I thought Ariel Silk, it sounds like some kind of like face skincare thing. But it's like threads hanging from a ceiling.
Yeah.
Has anyone been on an Ariel Silk?
I have not partaken in the Ariel Silks, but I am familiar because you'll see videos on social media. But yeah, it's like a loop of a silk that you kind of like wrap your body around and you can do different tricks mm-hmm. and whatnot. And it's supposed to be a great workout as well.
Isn't that the thing that Pink does like on stage now mm-hmm. too? I mean, you better be in really great shape to do something like that.
I think if you're doing the level of Pink, yes. But I think for any beginners, like, no, I think you can go and you can have a great time and then learn to like it's just a new workout trend that could be your jam. Like for me, it's hot yoga. For Abby, it's Pilates. And then for others, it's Ariel Silks.
I just think that I'm young enough that I can still believe that if I try enough things, I have to be a prodigy at something, and I might just be the greatest aerial silkist in the world. We don't know yet.
Just looking at you, I can see it.
We have no idea yet until I try it.
We need you to lift a weight first.
All right, so Mommy Chula is on the phone with us. She's in Kansas right now, actually. Hey, Mommy Chula.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm trying to get over this dang cold.
Okay.
But it lost my voice, so sorry.
Oh, well, we picked a great day to call you then.
Yeah.
So you got no voice.
No.
All right, so you were the world's first aerial DJ?
Yes, I am, from what I know. I've never seen anybody DJ upside down before.
So I kind of need a visual on exactly what you do.
Okay, so I have a pulley, and I go up, and I do some tricks in the air, and then I go back down, upside down, and I DJ upside down for real DJing. So, and then we continue the party. So I have two other girls with me that likes to, you know, do the same things I do, and we just continue the party, and it's a really fun visual. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, so Mommy Chula, she did the one of our girls' nights out, and I will say, like, the all-male review was there, because that's, you know, part of the girls. But hands down, Mommy Chula was the highlight of the night. Like watching her girl, and all the women too, everybody was so enamored and so in awe. And like, she's legit DJing. Like, she's a kick-ass DJ. But at the same time, she's upside down, hanging in the air while she's DJing. It was so wild to witness.
It's so ridiculously impressive. I will never forget, because this was the girls' night out that I got to go to 2 years back. And there was a moment in your set where you come down upside down and you just take one singular finger and you go, and then the whole set changes. It is wild to witness.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate you so much. Sometimes I've done it for so long, I just forget how different it is. So, you know, promoting it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I just DJ upside down, no problem.
So when Mikey approaches you, or you approach Mikey, who, and this is an old school reference, whose body shape is Gumby-like. you think he can possibly do something like this?
Absolutely. I think Mikey could do it. First of all, I love Mikey. Okay.
There's not a person that doesn't love Mikey.
I love Mikey. I told him this on the thing. He was like, I didn't even think you knew who I was. Of course, I know Mikey. Hello. And it's an aerialist, Mikey. That's what we're going to make you. We're going to make you into an aerialist.
Do you think I can be one of the best? How long is that going to take?
Yes. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
Can't do it overnight. Can't do it in one lesson.
Can I hang some of those things up in my little apartment?
No, we're not doing that. That is not safe.
Okay, gotcha.
So how does the teaching on something like this even begin? And how long would it take him to be good enough at it where I could get a whole bunch of people at a club to see him do it?
Okay. And probably, it depends. It depends on how dedicated Mike is. But I would at least say a year.
A year?
What?
A year?
And
let's try three lessons, then put me out there. All right, let me ask this. Are you strapped into anything, or are you just clinging to a bed sheet?
No, it's not a bed sheet. It's actual, like, silks that we buy.
Okay. Got it.
So don't go try your bed sheet. Okay? That is a no.
If he won't be ready for a year, like, what is the amount of time he would be ready to not kill himself? Like, not be
great.
Well,
you know what we could do? I promise you what we could do is if he's dedicated, I'll teach him a routine. And you guys can come to my studio and we could do a showcase and you could watch him do a routine.
Okay. Oh, this is a little bit like why people go to a NASCAR race too, though.
Right. Is Mikey going to break his neck? This is going to be awesome.
We're just going to see him jump rope with the aerial silk. He's like, this is all I can do.
All right. So how quickly? And we only have a couple seconds left.
I would say give me a 3 months.
3 months.
Oh my God.
Three months, baby. It is neck breaking time. Okay.
No, I'm going to be the best by then.
All right.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We are on days 83, 84, and 85 of 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Shall we start with Saturday and Katie?
Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm. All right. So I've seen this place all over social media. On my social media, there's this page called Atlanta ATL Scoop, and they often repost things that are going on in the community. And one thing that they always repost every week is the Toco Hills Alliance. And they're basically a nonprofit that has food pantries, and they do mobile food pantries for those in need. And so this weekend, I decided to donate to help to that cause.
Okay, that's cool.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. All right, I can tell you what I did this weekend, but I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of details on it because I wasn't even sure I was ever going to talk about this on the radio. But you know how, like, you go to a certain place and then you become a regular?
Mm-hmm.
So I have this breakfast place that I go to, and I've become a regular there. And you start to talk to some of the servers, and they get to know you, and you get to know them. One of my servers was telling me that she's going to college, but she wasn't exactly sure how she was going to pay for her tuition. So without saying how much, I was just really touched by her story. I think she said she was going to be the first in her family to actually graduate college, and she was this close. So I gave her enough of a tip to get through the semester.
Look at you. That's awesome.
And that's all I really want to say about that. I didn't do it for that reason.
Gotcha.
So I have one I want to share for today about a mom who needs some help for her daughter. And I got this email and it really, really touched me. And I think it's something that everyone can help this little girl with. And all it's going to take is some kind words from you. So her mom, Rachel, is on the phone right now. And Rachel, I'm going to read the email and then I'd love you to add some extra color if you have some. So it says, "Dear Cassie, I've been following your 100 Days of Good Goes Round series. And so I appreciate the positivity you're spreading. It inspired me to reach out because I have a personal story that I think connects closely with the themes you've been sharing, especially your openness about your own journey with body image. My daughter is only in second grade, and she's already faced painful experiences with body shaming in kindergarten and first grade, classmates calling her fat. At a recent well visit, we saw a pediatrician, and the first thing he said to her was, 'Well, you're in the 94th percentile for weight, and that means you weigh more than 94 girls your age.'" Which, side note, by the way, that pediatrician has terrible bedside manner. Mm-hmm. There's a way to talk about weight with parents and not make it a thing with the kids. Every pediatrician should have to take mental health training. But anyway, she goes on to write, "I instantly saw her face fall and my heart broke. And it was one of those moments that was so outrageous, I thought surely I had misheard him. Since then, she's become very self-conscious about her body. She comments that she's, quote, too chubby or too fat. Sometimes she even restricts herself from eating. And as her mom, it's devastating to watch. She's such a beautiful, vibrant girl, and I want her to grow up confident and healthy without feeling defined by a number on a scale. We are working on healthier family habits, but I want the focus to be on wellness and joy, not on weight. I don't want to dismiss her feelings, but I also don't want to reinforce them in a harmful way. So I'm reaching out to ask if you might be able to share advice, encouragement, or even a segment within the 100 Days of Good Goes Round that could help families like mine. Something that shows kids and parents how to talk about these feelings with compassion, resilience, and positivity. Thank you for the work you're already doing to spread kindness. I truly believe that voices like yours can help make a difference for kids like my sweet girl who need to know that they are more than enough just as they are. With gratitude, Rachel." Hi, Rachel. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I was going to try and do it without crying, but then you read it and it all came back.
Hey, we've got a minimum here on this show now. It's at least one cry a day. You must have been... It's so infuriating the way that this doctor handled this. I mean, with such a lack of sensitivity.
You know, they had done us a favor because I didn't schedule her well visit in advance, and they're very booked up. And so they said, "Well, Dr. So-and-so can see her this afternoon." And I thought, great, cool, fine, check the box. You know, she's fine, she's healthy, we just need to check the box. And yeah, he came in, and I mean, I don't even think he had really said anything else. And he said, "Well, you know, you're in the 94th percentile for weight." And that alone, I thought, was like, okay, we don't usually start that way. But then to double down and like make sure she was aware of what that meant, I mean, he might as well have just said, "Hey, Chunky Brewster, like, if there's 100 girls in the room, you're on the big side." And so now I see her, you know, when we go to gymnastics, she's sucking in, she's looking at the other little girls. And, you know, listen, I mean, my body type, my family's body type, we are bred to outlast a famine, okay? Like, just no matter how skinny I am, I have bones, I have hips, I have, you know, and it's taken me, I'm 37, and I'm still not fully okay with that. But I'm very cognizant of, like you said, Cassie, like, we don't talk about it in front of her. And so it was like, yeah, kindergarten, a little boy called her fat. And then first grade, another little boy told her that her belly was too big to do gymnastics. And then it's reaffirmed by a grown adult man. And so it's like, you know, I don't want to tell her, you know, you're not, and dismiss it, because how she feels is real to her, whether or not it's, you know, not real to me. But I just, you know, what he didn't see and what those boys don't see is my daughter, who played in a tournament and played nonstop. And you know this, Bert, 50 minutes of soccer without taking a break because we had no subs.
Yeah.
And she's 7. Like, that's stamina. Like, she's healthy, you know. She's 75th percentile for height, but we didn't focus on that. So yeah, I'm at a loss because I see my beautiful girl. And then when you guys did the segment about the, you know, stand tall for the silent, that's my fear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how these things go, but she was in the second grade when she was told this by her doctor. You would think, just common sense tells me that you go to the parents and you express your concern, and then you allow the parents to figure out a way to tell her exactly what the doctor is saying, if that's even the route you want to go down.
Well, that's a lazy pediatrician. I mean, I'll go ahead and say that. And if you're in the, if that doesn't, when you look at those metrics, taking into account for the 94th percentile, it doesn't really take into account height. And she's in the 74th percentile. So she is a tall, big girl. I would contact the pediatrician's office and let them know that his words have sparked disordered eating in your child and that he needs to watch himself. But more than that, what I would advise you to do is maybe start talking about bodies, but do it in this way. So one thing we do with my daughter is, you know, she'll be like, "Mommy, you have a tummy." And I'll be like, "I know, isn't it great? It is so cozy for you to sleep on this tummy carried you." And I'll use words like the word fat in a completely neutral tone. So it's so hard because you are combating all the mean kids at school who are weaponizing words like fat and your daughter's tummy and all these natural, normal things. But the more you can use them in neutral terms or do things like showcase, like, "Hey, you ran for 90 minutes in that soccer game. That is incredible." Like, way to be a powerhouse, and start showing her ways that her body is setting her apart in great ways from other people without dissing other people. I think that's a way to start moving that needle. But there's something else I would like to do for your daughter. And this is where I want the Burt Show fam to come in, because it's all well for mom to sit there and tell your kid, "Oh, you're wonderful. You're amazing." Kids don't care. It's like the same thing as like when your husband calls you beautiful. You're like, "Okay, you're supposed to say that." So what I would love to do, if you're okay with this, Rachel, is I would like the Burt Show community to write some words of encouragement for your daughter, who's what, 7 or 8? Is that how old she is?
Is she? Yeah, she just turned 7.
A 7-year-old struggling with weight image. Like, can you, 7-year-old with disordered eating. I would like the Burt Show community to go to theburtshow.com, where I have set up a form where you can write some beautiful words of encouragement for this 7-year-old. And it doesn't have to be about body. It just can be about how amazing she is and how proud we are of her as the Burt Show community. And I will put all of these into a giant card and we will mail it to Rachel, and then she can give it to her daughter, because I want your daughter to see, for every mean bully there's a kind stranger out there, and the world is a nice place when you find your people.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay, Rachel?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, man, no, I'm tearing up.
I've listened to you guys since before I had her. I was in high school when you guys were in Indianapolis, and I just feel so lost with everything. You know, you aren't given a handbook. Somebody told me they gave a handbook at the hospital. That was a lie. And then they grow up and you send them off to the world and you just say, "Please be kind to my baby." And then when they're not, you can't prevent that. You know, I can't prevent her from going through this. I just thought I had more time.
I know. It's so cruel that it comes at such a young age. Like, that just seems unfathomable to me. But unfortunately, that is what happens. You, and I'm telling you right now, and I know this is not what it's about, but you are crushing the mom game right
now. You are.
The fact that you are acknowledging her feelings, and that, I'm not going to dismiss your feelings. I'm going to validate your feelings, but I'm going to give you the tools to combat these people. Because when somebody calls you names, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with how they feel about themselves, which is a really, really hard concept to teach a young child, right? So I can imagine that you're just like, you're at a loss, and you want to protect her heart, because that's what a good mom does. But I think Cassidy has a fantastic idea, and we're just going to have enough positive messages to drown out the negative
for
ones.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I know there's no handbook, but I think maybe you should write it.
Yeah, you sound like you're doing a great job.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. We'll talk to you off the air a little bit, and then we'll collect all those, and we'll make her feel great, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, here is Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment with my daughter. She's had some issues with her, you know, BMI being high or things like that because of her height. And my pediatrician had told us, she was like, listen, she's like, first of all, she said, forget BMIs. She said, it's a bunch of baloney, especially with kids. And she said, second of all, she said, you know, people come in all different shapes and sizes. And as long as your child is healthy and growing healthy, that's all that really matters in the long run, is that, you know, and maybe she's a little bit bigger, maybe she's a little bit smaller, but in the end, you know, as long as her overall health is good, that's really all that matters.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we were trying to stress also. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.